the year of the wood snake, I believe, this year.
CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, the great, the core, all the way here from Vancouver. They are back from their winter schminter tour, and they're going to be gracing our fair city tomorrow night for Valentine's Day. Along with Nimvid, who I didn't know was still doing a thing. I haven't heard that name in a damn long time, to play some spooky horror punk, I think is what he does. And then Kids Help Phone, who I've been trying to track down forever because they're all over on a billion bills and they have no songs online. But thanks to my good friend Alan McGinnis. That's not his last name. Nope, McInnes. Oh, I was so close. So close. There's a live video that got posted up that has them. So hopefully the quality of that is pretty good. That is happening tomorrow for Valentine's Day. So bring your dates. It's going to be fun. That's happening down at Green Auto. But the reason why I have people in the studio here with me today, I'm looking at them in their beautiful flesh. I have all three members. I don't know how many people are in your band. Of Habit, say hello to the fine people out there. And speak into the microphones to do it.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Hold on. It helps if I turn the microphones on. Okay, let's try that one more time.
All right. Hello. Thank you for having us, Johnny. We're happy to be here.
You're very welcome, guys. Thank you for making the trip all the way up here. I know it's weird to find yourself in this weird little basement that we broadcast out of, but we're here. We're doing it, Peter. Yeah, it's fine. It's good. How are you all?
Good. Yeah, just hanging out. We got a little practice in before we came up here, so that's nice.
Very good.
Getting ready for the show.
Did we cut practice short so you could come talk to me?
A little bit, yeah.
It's probably not for the best. can you guys go around and just say who you are, what you play, and if anyone is missing, tell me about them so that we can debase them on air.
Sure. So I'm Bell. I play lead bass.
Oh, hi, Bell. Lead bass. Yeah, that's right.
I'm Jacob. I do lead vocals.
Yeah, I'm Sheldon over here, and I play drums.
Ooh, lovely. So who are we missing, or is that the whole band?
We're missing our guitarist, Nathaniel.
Where's Nathaniel?
He wasn't feeling too good.
Was he at practice?
He made it to practice, but...
Nathaniel!
I know.
It's okay. If he's sick, I'd rather him not be here. Please stay far away. I don't know if you guys know what's going around, but it is wild out there, man.
Yeah, I'm just getting over something.
Then... Stay that way. I gotta go tour next week, so yeah. I need to stay sick. You guys have an amazing show going on at Bully's this Saturday, the 15th. Not a Valentine's Day show, but I would argue that it's better. Fuck Valentine's, that's overrated. The 15th is the real love anniversary. That's what I'm saying.
Definitely, yeah.
Can you guys run down real quick just who's on that bill? Because I do not have it up right now.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So we got Die Job coming in. Mm-hmm. We got Smash TV over from the island.
Yes.
Lords
of Apathy.
Yeah, Lords of Apathy.
And
so
you guys, that's
people coming
that's
in
four,
from
right?
the island.
There you go. Lovely.
It's going to be a good show.
I mean, technically, Die Job's from the island now, too.
I guess so, yeah.
They moved because rent's too damn high in the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very good. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to cut into a little bit more for the show tomorrow, and then I'm going to pull up some bands, and we'll talk a bit more with Habit and all the other wonderful stuff that's going on this weekend in our fair scene. Does that sound fair?
Oh, there's actually five bands on that bill.
Who's the fifth band? Shh, leave it. They can find out after. It'll be enticing for them to stay tuned. here, listen to... actually, let's listen to Kids Help Phone, because I haven't heard them at all yet. You guys ready? Let's go. Red Radio. Play! Yeah. So that, my little boils and ghouls, is what you can experience if you go tomorrow night down to Green Auto, bring your loved ones, bring all the chocolate, and feed them to Garrison. Actually, no, fuck Garrison. Feed them to Stennings. Yeah. Give them to Stennings. The drummers don't give enough love. I was going to say Morgan, but actually give some to Morgan, too. That guy survived throat cancer. He deserved your chocolate. Morgan and Stennings.
Yeah.
Nothing for Garrison. Right. And, I mean, maybe just give Nimvid, like, I don't know, like, kiss it faces just across his... Just little ones. You are tuned in to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am joined here by three-fourths of the one, the only, Habit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. As we were saying before the little break there, you guys are playing a pretty radical lineup down at one of my favorite venues that is not in the city. It's in the fine town of New Westminster, Bully's Studio. I've got nothing else to follow that up with. What else do you guys want to talk about?
Do we want to tell a story about our last Bully's experience?
Oh, please do. Wait, hold on one second. I was looking at your fine Tubular shirt and reminded me how much I missed that band.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know, yeah. Right?
But then I was looking over and I saw you have a Raptar shirt.
Yep.
And that's much better.
The Devil Wears Prada. I don't know if you remember them.
I do remember them.
Yeah.
They're not really my thing, but if they've got Raptar, they just went up like a bunch of points.
Definitely,
there we go.
No, that's an OG shirt, too.
Yeah.
Pre-Zombie Days album stuff.
More Raptar. I'm sorry, I completely derailed the thing because of t-shirts. I mean, you got a Trix one. That's pretty good, too.
No.
I'm glad that I'm talking about a visual medium on an audio-only format. That's good. It's wonderful radio listening. Sorry, tell me your Bully story, please.
Oh, well, we had an anxious time at Bully's one night.
An anxious time?
Yeah, this is before we had two guitarists. This was before Bell revisited the band.
On lead bass, yes.
I lost my voice the night before.
I can.
First time only. Hopefully. And showed up. I was an anxious mess. Our guitarist that is no longer with us. We had to get rid of him, sadly. But
he's still alive. But
he's still alive.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, don't admit to murder on air. It's fine.
Yeah.
Cub and other guitarists, whatever, just kind of huddling around in the other room. They're having a little secret talk for me. Turns out, buddy guy was a little more drunk than we thought.
He brought 2 6 of Jack and. Yeah, it's not a good recipe for a good show.
No.
And yeah, I was just terrified because I thought my voice was going to cut out halfway through the set.
I've been there.
Yeah, and
we're doing the show there, and as it's going, I'm visually seeing our guitar player just get more drunk and more drunk and start playing, and then at one point he like trips over himself, kicks over his own guitar. I mean, guitar tab. Kicks that over, the guitar goes flying, so he picks up another one, like, almost hits it, then goes to kick our other guitarist cab, and then, like, you wrangle him in a bit, and he starts moshing people around, and that's when you actually started to relax a little bit.
Finally, yeah. And then my voice went out right after that, yeah.
Fun.
But we're hoping it's a lot more demure this time, you know?
you're hoping for a more accurate show, yes?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Lovely.
So, yeah, we're stoked to go back there.
How did the crowd take it?
That was great. Yeah.
They were into it. Yeah. They loved it. Okay, cool. So it's just like the regular artist thing. You're always your own worst critic.
Exactly.
I see. Exactly, yeah. I see. Lovely. Lovely. Well, you guys have some tunes here that we pulled up for you. You have two EPs, yet you selected your first one. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, these are actually we recorded and mastered in our basement ourselves here.
Oh, lovely.
We chose the first one as we feel that one's...
Yeah, we want to show like our first song that we ever wrote, and it's like the first song we recorded as well. So, you know, this is like very original Habit. We have kind of a different sound now, and we've evolved a lot, but this is definitely our roots.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely very roots. So you could hear this track within a lot of our newer stuff too.
Okay. So, hold on. So the oldest recording is the most reflective of the newest sound. Okay. All right. You're like, the first song sounds like what we are now, but the most recent EP doesn't sound like what we are.
Because that one's like a couple years old, actually. We've made new stuff since then, lots of new stuff.
All right. The song's called Greed Money. Anything I need to know?
It's about green and money.
Fair enough. Very self-explanatory. I like it. Thanks, pal. Okay, let's go. Rad Radio.
Can't bear my loss, that broken faith. Look down on the coffin where I sit back half folded with a soggy pack of cigarettes and the flesh gets warm as piss. I look back on the lonely life of a dying anarchist, though it don't sound right. Punk rock ruined my life.
People as their best.
that was a little taste of what you can experience if you go out this Saturday to Bully's Studio in New Westminster. That was the one, the only Smash TV from all the way over on the islands. We also had a little bit of Habit with their songs Bad Moon. What was the first one? Greed and Money, is that correct?
Correct.
And we had Die Job with Thanks a Lot, Keith Morris, off of their seminal self-titled release, available now on Kinda Cool Records. You can experience all that along with Lords of Apathy. What's the last guy's name?
Carl Longstaff.
Carl Longstaff, down at Bully Studio in New Westminster, the finest venue this side of the Fraser River. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bowles. I'm hanging out here with 3/27 of the band Habit. They're doing pretty good. They're looking fine. They're doing well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what else do you guys usually do on a Thursday night besides hanging out with the creep up at a radio station?
Not much. Thursdays are our band practice, so we're usually together.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah, just spending time as a family, you know?
Definitely, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's been like a big thing like in the past like 6 months for us.
There you go.
Spending a lot of time together, yeah. Bonding.
Yeah, know? Doing sweet Satan's work. All right, I like it. Very cool. So besides this EP that you...